If you have your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 8. I don't know exactly how this morning is going to go, but I do know that the Lord has given me a word. I have not felt or seen all that I feel like God wants to do through this, but I do have clear direction. And I believe the Lord is desiring to minister to somebody today in this house. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Everybody say all the way. You've got to remember all the way which the Lord your God led you. Everybody say, He led me. Amen. These 40 years in the wilderness. Wow. I thought that was for everybody to die. No, God led you through the wilderness. 40 years. Why? To humble thee and to prove thee. To know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only. Now, if I can make a distinction here, he's not just referring to a loaf of leavened or unleavened bread or manna. There's a principle here that you have to know that you don't just live by what's tangible. Man doth not live by bread only, but by every word proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And I want to preach today from this title, and I don't figure you're going to run the aisles when I drop it. He humbled thee. Amen. He humbled thee. I believe the Lord wants to do something miraculous in this house today. In the name of Jesus, let us lift up our hands and pray. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for every soul that's made their way to this house today. You know what you're doing in this house, God. You know what you're desiring to do through this word. I pray that you would hide me behind the cross. Move me out of the way, God. Let it be pure. Let it be holy. Let it be anointed. Let it be transformational. God, have your perfect way in this house. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Come on, why don't you... Amen. You may be seated. Maybe necessary, maybe unnecessary as a disclaimer, but I will give it nonetheless. I am preaching today, He humbled thee, which in our modern English would translate something to like, He humbled you. The reason I am preaching the title as reflecting He humbled you is because that's the way it says it in the Word of God. From Moses speaking the mouth of God to the people of Israel in the wilderness. Please, before we go any further, don't mistake what I'm doing today. If I were writing an autobiography, it would be He humbled me. Yeah. Amen. I'm not going to preach down to anybody in this house today. Amen. Because really, I feel like I'm going to preach what I've lived for the past number of years in my life as God has led and worked and formed and taught me. Amen. And I feel like that the Holy Ghost is wanting to do something very special in the lives of people in this house today. And so if you'll allow me, as I said, I don't know exactly where this is going to go, but I'm going to slowly and methodically try to follow the Holy Ghost and allow His Word to minister to us. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you before we go any further that there is purpose to everything that God does. Amen. There is purpose to everything that God does. And every situation in your life has not surprised or caught God off guard. Amen. The Bible does not say all good things work together for good to those that love God, but it says all things work together for good to those that love God. In the name of Jesus. And so we must understand that there are things we live in our lives that do not necessarily correspond with our human ambition and desire of where we want to be and when we want to be there. Amen. We walk through situations and circumstances that take far longer than we are comfortable with enduring. Amen. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost coming on already. Amen. There are things that God leads you, not just allows you to go through, but that God Himself possesses the reins of your life and leads you through by His hand that do not correlate with how you think your life should be going. Amen. I don't want you to be deceived today and think that from the day you got the Holy Ghost, everything that happened in your life was supposed to be good and was supposed to be pleasant and was supposed to be like a massage and it was just supposed to, you know, just rub you the right way. No, that's not how it works. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but don't be afraid because I've overcome this world. That means in the darkest of circumstances that you're walking through, God still has control of everything that's going on in your world. Name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Brooks covered this morning in adult Bible study part of what I'm going to preach this morning, where the spies went into the promised land, a land promised from the generation of Abraham that they would possess. They go in and 10 of them brings up what the Bible calls an evil report of the land. The evil report was simply a report that was against the faith it required for the will of God to be performed in their life. They said, I know God promised it, but we are not able to possess the promise that God has made to us. And God called it evil. In the name of Jesus. And so God devised a plan when they rejected the promise. He said, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness, and the number of days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. Amen. He said to those that had rebelled at Canaan against the promise of God, your carcasses will fall in this wilderness, and your children will wander in this wilderness 40 years. They're going to bear your whoredoms until your carcasses fall in this wilderness. They, not you, they are going to wander in
this wilderness. While this wilderness is killing you, I'm going to be leading them. A purpose. The same trial had differing purposes for different people. To the one, you're going to walk through this wilderness and it's going to kill you. And to the other, you're going to walk through this wilderness and it's going to prove you. To one, you're going to walk through the trial and it's going to get you all mixed up and you're going to end up falling away. And to another, you're going to realize God had me by the hand the entire time.
In the name of Jesus.
I want to be careful not to get ahead of where I feel God wants me to go right now. Amen. But the Bible says he resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Amen. I want you to know that if they had gone in that day, if it hadn't been the wilderness, it would have been their pride that destroyed them by the hand of God, because they never learned to be humble. But he said, I've got a plan. I'm going to take this group of people into a wilderness.
Amen. I'm going to take them into a place. The Bible uses a word for the wilderness here. It's the Hebrew word midbar. Amen. God, help me right now. Literally, it is defined as a sterile, sandy country. Sterile means it is incapable of producing fruit. Amen. Now, maybe you think that we just picked some pretty picture to put on the screen today. But this is a picture taken from the country of Jordan. Amen. From the region of Mount Nebo, which is actually where Moses stood at the base as he delivered this law in Deuteronomy. Amen. This is not just some rendering of an arid region, but this is the place where God led them for 40 years. Amen. While they had a promise, I'm taking you to a land that flows with milk and honey. They climbed those mountains. They ascended those hills and descended into those valleys. Pictures from Mount Nebo elsewhere, and I almost submitted them just so that you could see. If you look it up, it's a great tourist site now. But if you look it up, there are places from Mount Nebo that you look, and it's simply sand for as far as the eye can see. Moses, in one of the final chapters of Deuteronomy, would refer to this as the waste howling wilderness. Amen. A place where fruit could not be produced. And yet it was this place that when God said, I have a purpose, I have a plan, and I need to know what's in some people's heart, this is where he took them. In the name of Jesus. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. Led, hyalak, to lead or to bring, God taking them by the hand. Amen. A curse to one, test and a blessing to another. God is leading me. God is leading me. God. is he leading me through this wilderness? Two, humbly. Amen. Humble, hana. To afflict as a discipline. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's the mercy of God that takes this next generation into this wilderness and afflicts them to humble them. Because it was the pride of the previous generation that destroyed that generation. And so, here they are marching. Now, just because I'm this guy, I went into satellite searches and I took tools and I drew lines. I found where they think the desert is in this region where the children of Israel wandered for 40 years as the carcasses of those who had rebelled against the commandment of God fell in that wilderness. I took and I drew lines and I measured distances. And from the absolute furthest it could be, the absolute furthest the journey could be, from one body of water to where they crossed the other body of water into the promised land after the 40 years. The absolute furthest straight line distance is 335 miles. Amen. The average walking speed of a human being is 3 miles per hour. Amen. If you only walked an hour a day, you get there in 3 months.
Yeah.
I need you to understand this before we go any further. If you only walk an hour a day, you get there in 3 months. And they marched for 40 years. Amen. Why are you saying this, Brother Mike? Because I need you to understand, they definitely walked the same place more than once in those 40 years. Definitely. And I promise you, they recognized, we've been here before. The premise of everywhere we're going is based on understanding this. They knew we've been here before. Okay? Amen. If you walked from here to Old Downtown, Arlington, Bathhouse Row, and then you walked out 7 and down the Gorge Road and ended up right about here again, and you walked back there and you did it again, you would recognize the surroundings. And if you did it for 40 years, I promise you would learn to recognize the surroundings. I've been here before. Oh, God, help me right now. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I feel today like I am preaching to people that have calling and purpose and promises in their life, and you do not understand why you feel like you're doing everything right, and you feel like you're obeying everything God said, and you feel like God has you by the hand. But every time he starts leading you, it seems like you end up at the exact same place you were before. Amen. God, help me right now. I'm here to preach to the person that in your mind, you got up feeling like, I try to follow God, but it seems like I'm just walking in circles and I'm just spinning my wheels. And if you're not careful, what's inside your humanity will begin to experience despair because you feel like you're not getting anywhere. But you have to understand, destination is not always the goal.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen.
I'm going to preach against some of the lies the devil's been telling people in this church. Amen. I know you've got promise. I know you've got purpose. And I'm here to tell you, I don't feel
Oh, I feel my help coming on now. In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to tell you, a promised land is not a blessing if God's not there with you. Because they rose up early in the morning. When Moses told them, he said, okay, you missed it. You're going back into the wilderness. They said, oh, no, no. We'll go up now. We'll go fight now. He said, don't go. God's not going with you. They said, no, no, no. We decided we want the promised land. No, you had your chance at the promised land. No, no, we're ready to go to the promised land now. Honey, a promise ain't a promise if God don't go with you. You got to understand there's battles within that promise that if God ain't with you, you'll get yourself destroyed. Don't you let your pride well up and think you can do it on your own without the presence of God. A promise ain't a promise if God's not with you. They rose up early in the morning. They got to the top of the mountain and said, we're here. We'll go to the place that the Lord has promised. Moses said, no. It's transgression. Promise is transgression if God's not ready for you to get there yet. You got a calling on your life?
Come on.
I'm called to do such and such. Praise the Lord. I hope you make it there. But you better not get there before God gets you there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ikala mahasata. I'm telling you, we have to humble ourselves in order to even trust God. That though it's taken longer than we feel like it should take, He's in charge of this promise.
That's right. Amen. Come on.
Oh, yes. It's sin when you try to obtain a promise that God's not carrying you into. Why do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? It's not going to prosper. Go not up. For the Lord is not among you. That you be not smitten before your enemies. Honey, there's battles there. There's fights in that calling and in that position and in that promise that if God's not with you, you don't want to be a part of. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't be the person that gets ahead of God.
That's right.
Don't be the person that gets ahead of God. Amen. Right. Well, Brother Moach, you don't know what the Lord promised me. I don't know what the Lord promised you, but I know if He's not there and you go, it's going to be nothing but defeat and destruction and humiliation. Don't get ahead of God. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you. But you be not smitten before your enemies, for the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword. Well, I got a promise. There's no man going to be able to stand before me all the days of my life. Stand before you? Or stand before the God that's carrying you? Because you step out of that order, and I promise you'll find there are men that can stand against you. Not just stand against you, they can whoop your tail. And you'll come crawling back to the presence of God. Yeah. God help us right now. In the name of Jesus. Because you're turned away from the Lord, therefore the Lord will not be with you. How? God, I'm just trying to get my promise. You promised me. And the man of God is telling me I'm turned away from the Lord.
You are. If God's not ready for you to go there yet.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. But they presumed to go up under the hill. Amen. Everybody say presumed. Presumed is a derivative of the word presumptuous. Amen. Yeah. Presumptuous. Do you think that humility and presumptuousness are synonymous? Or would you think that something like pride and presumptuousness are more synonymous? They presumed. Well, Moses said not to go, but we've got a promise from the Lord. God said that none of these peoples are going to be able to stand before us. Oh, God, help me right now. God, help me right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Honey, it's a bad day when you go to battle and the man of God and the Spirit of God don't go with you. Oh, Jesus. That's not where you want to be. I promise. Hear me. I know I'm not your pastor, and I'm not the most seasoned minister that there is, but I've hit my head against a wall enough times. I can tell you from experience, you don't want to be in a battle that the Spirit of God and your man of God aren't with you. You don't want to be in a position where the Spirit of God and the blessing of your man of God aren't with you. You don't want to be in a pulpit where the Spirit of God and the blessing of the man of God aren't with you. You don't want to be sitting at a Bible study table where the Spirit of God and the blessing of the man of God aren't with you. Amen. You don't want to be in any capacity or work or service of the Lord where the Spirit of God and the blessing of the man of God aren't with you. Come on, I want to preach to some people today. It's time for you to let the Lord break some things down inside of you. I'd rather be in a waste-howling wilderness with Moses and the Ark of the Covenant than in Canaan without God. Man, same journey, different effects. Same journey, different effects. Same journey, different effects. Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Come here, Brother Preston. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Brother Jason, you're smirking. Give that baby to your wife and you come here too. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Moses, how you doing? Okay. All right. This is Moses. And this is one of the good children of Israel. Amen. Not the rebellious men. No, this is one of the children wandering in the wilderness. Okay, now I want you to understand something. They wandered for 40 years. Everybody say 40 years.
40 years.
They wandered 40 years. Now this is not during a time in human history where people lived to 900 years old. They were averaging about 100 years old at that time. Okay? Okay, so everybody say 40 years.
40 years.
They wandered 40 years. And it was everybody under the age of 20. So that means if you were 19, you made the cut. Okay? So after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, this man could have been 59 years old. And he's always had a promise. He's always had a calling. He's always had a purpose. He's only going to live to like maybe 100. Maybe more like 80 or 90. Oh, I'm about to preach to the church for a little while. In the name of Jesus. You got to understand God's not bound by time like you are. And we get these great promises. I just really feel like I need to go in the land of Canaan. And you know, man, when I was 30, that's the human prom, right? I mean, that's a man's prom. What is it, 28 to 35 or 36 or something? That's when I'm at my prom fighting agent. And there's the children of Anak there. And so if God's going to use me to really do something in the promised land, he needs to use me when I'm 30. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, so you got your man of God. You got the people of God. And they've got promise. Okay. Let's say you're 25 years old, okay? And I'm not God, I'm not the glory of God, but I'm going to pose as the glory of God. Okay, Moses, if I start moving, you got to follow me. Amen. And you got to follow him. Okay. All right. And here we go. Oh, goodness, the glory of God has started to move. Finally, God is lead. I feel God lead. We must be going places now. Oh, step by step. Moment by, finally, God is going to use us to do something great. We're going to the promised land. God is, I'm 25, boy, I got it. Oh, here we go. If God starts using me now, I got my best years ahead of me. And we're really going to go somewhere, man. The glory of God is going, and Moses is going, and the children of Israel are going. And men, we're going to go somewhere. Oh, the glory of God has stopped. Let's look around and see where God took us. Seems like we're right back where we started. Can I just preach the 2024 story? Well, did I feel God or did I not feel God? I really felt like I was following God. But it seems like I just ended up where I started. Amen. I really thought we were going to the promised land. Oh, the glory of God's moving again. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's been a few years. The Bible said the glory of God would linger at places, times. So maybe the good child of God is 28 or 29 or 30 years old now, and he's been sitting on go. He's ready to move into the promise that God has for him. And maybe this time God is really opening a door and we're really going to make it somewhere. And thank God we're finally on the move. I'm going to follow God at all costs. Wherever God leads me, I'm going to go. And all of a sudden God stops and, oh, finally we made it to the destination. And we look around and, we're right back where we started. I mean, my goodness, if God was just going to bring me back to here, why didn't he just let me stay here? This time it's not quite the same, because last time we started walking, everybody made it through. But this time in this journey, well, I really feel like God was leading us somewhere. I had family members fall away. Is God really leading us? Or is it, why is this happening? So the glory of God lingers. The good child of God is praying again. No doubt He gets down on his knees in his tent at night. He's got sand in his shoes, and it's just a waste howling wilderness. He says, God, are we ever going to make it to the promise? Are we ever even going to go anywhere, God? God, I'm ready if you'll lead me, Lord. I'm ready to move for you, God. I'm ready to do something great for you, God. Just take me where you want me to go. Oh, the glory of God's on the move again. Maybe it's this time. And he's 35, 37 years old. And his hopes are so high. The calling, the purpose. It's there. It's burning inside of him. And he's walking again. Maybe this time. Maybe this time on this journey as we walk. And along the way, maybe God stops because somebody else falls away. They're burying Grandpa in the wilderness. He didn't make it through the trial. His carcass fell, but I'm going to follow God at all cost. And finally, God is moving and he stops again. And where are we at? We're right back where we started. Again. And something starts to happen inside of the human. And you have this battle, this turmoil between obedience and despair. God, I really, really feel like you're leading me, but I'm not getting anywhere. I'm telling you, if you'll hear the word of the Lord this morning, there's a ministry going to be saved in this place. I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. There's a calling that will be preserved if you'll hear the word of the Lord right now. God, why would you do that? And the glory of God starts to move again. Maybe he's 40, 45 years old now. And he's watched the vast majority of his elders fall away. And finally, they're on a different path. And the child of God, thank you, Lord. Finally, we're covering some new territory. Finally, we're covering new territory. Finally. God, we're going this time. We're going this time. And the glory of God stops. And the child of God looks around. And he's in the exact same place again. Amen. Stay there as I preach. Just stay there. And this happens over and over and over and over. 40 years straight. As humans bound by time, following the hand of an eternal God, feel their life wasting away. God, I really thought you were going to use me for great things. And every time I try to follow you, I just end up at the same place. God, you... somewhere I missed it. I must not even be following you. I don't know what I feel. Come on, am I preaching your thoughts right now? I told you, if I was writing the autobiography, it would be he humbled me. Yeah. Not he humbled you. He said he led you in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, to know what was in your heart. Because if it ain't the right stuff in your heart, after you've walked around and around and around and around, I'll tell you what was in some people's heart. And I've seen it happen more times than I wish I could say. It's when a man with a calling feels like he's spinning his wheels and God is leading him and he keeps ending up at the same place. And he gets it in his mind that surely this is not God's doing. My pastor is holding me back. Moses can do nothing but follow the glory of God. He's as bound to the deal as you are. If God decides to lead me in circles. So he has to know what's in your heart. And I believe that because God loves us enough, he takes us in these circles. He led them by the hand in circles 40 years. Exerting a lot of energy and getting absolutely nowhere. And it was God's doing. The next verse, Deuteronomy 8 and 3, said, and he humbled you. What is he saying? It worked. He got you to the point where literally you were losing your mind trying to figure it out. And then you know what else he did? The Bible says he suffered thee to hunger. What does that mean? Waylon, grab them those two chairs right there and set them right here for them to sit down. He suffered thee to hunger. What is that? He allowed you to desire things in the flesh that he wouldn't give you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He suffered you to hunger after he humbled you. He allowed you to feel desires that in the time he had no intention of fulfilling. He suffered you to hunger. And he fed you with manna which thou knewest not, neither did your fathers know it. That he could teach you. Hear me. Man does not live by the things his body desires. I'm so much closer to being done than you think. Your life is not bound up in the things you think you want. Your life is bound up by the word that God is speaking into you. He humbled you. And he suffered you to hunger. He allowed you to feel some things as you're walking in this waste, howling wilderness. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he humbled you. I don't know where in the scripture it is, but as I prayed Friday, the Lord brought to my remembrance, I think it's somewhere in the Psalms, The writer said, I poured out my complaint before the Lord. And I prayed Friday. Nobody was in this sanctuary, and I'm thankful at that moment that nobody was, because I sounded like a dying animal. I was saying, God, thank you for humbling me. Why? Because if he never humbles you, he can never use you. You know, there's a lot of things that I desire that I don't have. But I told the Lord Friday, I said, God, I've got no complaints. I've got no complaints. Have you achieved everything you feel like God has for you to achieve? Absolutely not. I've got no complaints. Are you where you want to be in God? No. I've got no complaints. Do you have everything you want to have? No. I've got no complaints. Do you understand exactly why you've walked in circles for 40 years? No. But I've got no complaints. Because God was just humbling. Did you know it takes humility to even trust God? We say we trust God. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Oh, I trust you. God, I trust you. But do you really trust God? How do you feel when you're walking through the wilderness and you don't know why and you're losing your mind and your thoughts are going a million miles an hour? And you feel like you're supposed to be preaching and you're not, and you don't know why. And you feel like you're supposed to be singing and you're not, and you don't know why. And you feel like you're supposed to be doing this, and your business is supposed to be ahead of where it is, and it's not, and you don't know why. And you're doing everything right, and things aren't opening up like you want them to, and you don't know why. How much do you really trust God? And then there's the matter of time. God, I wonder what the man felt, the good child of Israel, when he's 59 years old, and Joshua says, okay, y'all, it's time for us to go into the promised land. I wonder if he turned around and he spit into the air at God and said, I'm going to do without you. No. I think as that 59-year-old man walked into that promised land, he said, God, I'm so thankful to be crossing this Jordan River right now. But I wouldn't trade that wilderness for anything in the world. I pray that I've helped somebody this morning in the Holy Ghost. Don't get ahead of God. If you just sit back, Sister Alicia, you can come to the piano. If you can just sit back, say, God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to smile and live it. If you'll allow God, there will be a day that comes where you'll look back and say, God. You know what song I sang Friday during that prayer meeting all by myself? I sang, for every mountain, you brought me over. for every valley, every trial. Thank you for the trial, God. Thank you for the wilderness, God.
If you'll follow my hands today, if you allow me to lead you, only when I am able to humble you. Don't let your flesh run ahead of you. I have got you right where I want you. If you'll follow the man of God in your life, I'm going to tell you I'm going to do great things in your life. You'll see things prosper in your life and they'll go further than you ever see. I'm telling you now, the devil in your life is talking to you in your ear and telling you things at night. I'm going to tell you, if you'll just submit to what I'm telling you, I will guide you where to go. If you'll stay behind my man, I will lead you by his hand.
Well, right where you are, I want you to join up with your family. Come on, the Holy Ghost is wanting to touch some people today. I wonder if you could pray, God, whatever it takes. God, I'm in it with you. I'm in it with you, God, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it takes. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yelamos Satan. Come on, it's time for somebody to cry out to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The Lord's going to minister to people in this house right now. Come on, there's going to be understanding in this house today. Come on, I'm telling you, if you'll quit trying to figure it out and submit to the will of God, you'll understand it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Come on, I need some men of God to cry out right now. Come on, from the midst of your trial, I need you to submit to God. Your family needs to see you submit to God. Come on, if you'll humble yourself right now, God will minister understanding to you. Come on, things that you've wondered about and that you've questioned, if you'll submit, God will minister understanding to you right now. on, let it flow right now. Come on, every misunderstanding, every disappointment, every despair, let it flow right now. Come on, release it from your spirit right now.